Okay, we're going to get to Jason Mraz tickets in a couple minutes. This is something crazy that happened to me yesterday with a fraudulent alert on my bank account.
Oh, God.
And this is really important because I don't want this to happen to anybody else, okay? So I literally just swiped my card. And I was at a store. I was buying a little accessory for the prom, right? For my outfit. And all of a sudden, I get a call, and it says it's my bank. And they wanted to let me know that they were looking at possible fraudulent charges. And I was like, oh, boy. So they said, I'm in the car. I'm driving home, right? And it said, and I had just swiped the card. So I thought maybe it was the one. I mean, it went through.
Yeah.
I do that thing where I try to give myself an allowance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, uh-oh, I'm too low.
Uh-huh.
Got to take a little more, you know.
Yeah.
And so I answer the phone. They say it's these charges. It was $1,400 request to transfer and a $499 request to transfer. And I was like, what? And they said, do you know the name Jennifer White? And I said, no. I said, do you know anyone named Jennifer White? Would you have transferred? And then they said this was through Zelle, which is like the money transfer thing, right? But it's attached to my account.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, God. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to change my number, like all this stuff.
It's going
to
be a headache.
It's such a headache. Yeah. And then it's like, did they actually take money out?
Yep.
Then what does it take to recover that?
Yep.
You know, most financial institutions are really good right now about that. But still, it's like, ugh, really?
It's a pain.
And it's in the middle of a busy week. So I'm going, okay, And then and they didn't ask for any like personal information. They specifically said, we're not going to ask for any personal information because your account may be compromised. So I'm like, okay. And then I thought, well, that's weird. Well, don't you already have my information? Because you're my bank. You know, but, but whatever. So and just for the record, this was not Town and Country. This was a separate account that I have. So I'm driving home. I'm still in the car. They and then they give me a reference number. And then we're going to send you to our fraud department to get this taken care of. Okay. So they transfer me over. It's another guy. He says, this has been escalated to me so we can get this removed. I have the number, right? I give him the case number and he says, okay. And he, you know, again, you know, says, you know, do not give me any personal information. I just need you to confirm this and here's what we're going to do.
Oh my God.
So he goes in, and then I had to open Zelle to get the two charges, like the numbers tied to the two charges. And he gives me a number, like a case. I'm putting this in air quotes, case number.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And it was like 95477 something, 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 right? And I'm and he goes, click the Zelle thing and then click the, where it says send and receive.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay?
This is insane.
Now, I'm like, and he goes, and then, so, and this was the point where I went,
wait a second.
Hold on a minute. And I said, this is a scam.
You said it out loud?
Yeah. And the guy goes, and he goes, no, 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 I'm trying to help. What I need to do is to do this and to do this to flag the accounts. And I was like, that's not how someone would respond. So what he was trying to get me to do was to send that amount of money to that number through Zelle.
And he would have all your information.
Well, he wouldn't have my information.
It didn't matter.
But he'd have all the money.
He'd have the money.
He'd have whatever I transferred. And he was and I don't know what was going to happen next because at that point I said, I'm going to call my bank.
Good.
And then he hung up.
Wow.
Oh, literally just hung up.
Hung up. So if I had been, and I think of myself as a pretty smart person. I'm pretty, I understand the apps and everything. I understand the way this works. I'm not very gullible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If this had been someone who was even a little bit more gullible or a little bit more trusting than me.
Yeah.
Like someone who falls for the shell game. Me?
Yeah, right.
I would have caved. I would have given him money.
Well, because, but he never said I was giving him money.
Right.
What he was tricking me into doing was hitting send through Zelle, typing in the case number, the phone number, okay, and then typing in God knows what amount he was going to say, you know, whether he's going to say $1,400, $499, whatever it was, or if he was going to say some number that was like a bigger number because that's the other. You know, the account or the or the charge number, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't, I've thought about calling the police just
well, you should.
Yeah, because I thought, oh my God, I have the phone numbers.
Do you have caller ID? Did it come up with a number when it came
through?
There
has to be. It has to be, like, untraceable if it's...
Well, then they can... What do they call it? Spoofing or ghosting, whatever they call it. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, I know this stuff. I read about this stuff.
This just
And I
happened,
was this close to getting scammed.
This exact same thing happened to Andy Cohen, because he went on a bunch of, like... He went on the Today Show.
Oh,
really? And he actually went through with it, and he lost, like... He said he lost like thousands.
Wow.
Like a lot. Wow. He was like, he said, and same thing like you. He's like, I consider myself a smart person, but they took me through this and this and this and this, and I ended up losing thousands of dollars that I don't know if I'll ever get back.
The thing I don't get about it is, like, you know, we talk on the show a lot, like, what the right thing to do is and all that. Can you imagine being the person involved in this and calling innocent people, most of whom who fall for these, who are probably elderly people, vulnerable people, you know, intellectually vulnerable people who you know what I mean? Like, it's horrible. Like,
wow, it's just so detailed.
Is what you're saying. The scum of the earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I talked to these people like I was on the phone, and that was, now, if I had gone to the next step, it would have been like one click away from losing the money. I was probably 3 clicks away from losing the money.
Yeah, gosh.
But I hung up the phone, and at first I was like, was that a scam? And then the more I thought about it and replayed the phone call, I got so angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just because I know there are people who it worked on.
Of course.
So just be aware. Like, first of all, your financial institution is never going to walk you through an app.
No, ever.
Right.
No.
To correct a thing. And if, God, you know, so just be extra careful, you know?
Yeah.
And when in doubt, hang up and call your bank directly, you know, and then save the number. So, I'll probably, you know, file a report today. But it just made me so mad. I was like, oh, my God, I got to tell everybody I know about this. So,
yeah, I just went through a fraudulent charges on our account. And literally what the bank does is they say, OK, we're going to shut the card down and come into the branch.
Right.
So just so people know, it's not like a process whatsoever. They want you to physically, they're just going to shut the card down and you're going to have to go into the branch. I mean, that's
Okay,
well,
so that's
if you have a branch close by. If not.
True.
Okay, so another red flag. I'm glad you said that, because I looked at my account, my actual account.
Yeah.
Not the Zelle thing, the account. And I said, these charges are not here. And he said, well, they haven't been cleared yet.
Whoa.
So this is how you would void them before they get pulled from your account.
That's wrong.
So, I mean, there were so many parts of this that were thought out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the part that was a red, in hindsight, should have been a red flag, was that they said it had to do, that it was Zelle, that it was not my bank.
Mm.
And
which,
that
it, you didn't.
And
use
I was
Zelle.
Like, no.
I wouldn't even know what Zelle was.
I haven't used it in a while.
I am that person.
Yeah.
Wow.
So be careful. Be extra cautious.
That is really, really scary.
Yep.